Hello, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Coffee with the Coach presented by Tim Hortons. I'm Chris Brown, along with Bills interim coach Anthony Lynn, as the Bills get set to face the Jets at MetLife Stadium on Sunday in the season finale. Coach, thanks for being with us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, hey, it's been an interesting week for you, to say the least. not the first time, though, you've been given a short period of time to make an adjustment after an impromptu promotion. How much do you think that quick on-the-fly promotion to OC back in week two has helped maybe provide you a little bit of a roadmap for this recent promotion going through this week?
Well, it's a different roadmap going from position coach to OC to OC to head coach. Yeah. But just the whole adjustment and adapting to that situation, it definitely helped in this transition.
So, Coach, it's for 16 years you've paid your dues as a position assistant, you know, and then all of a sudden in the span of 15 weeks this year, you go to OC and then to interim head coach. I mean, it's really a rapid ascension that's pretty unusual in this league. And I know you're probably having a whole lot of time to think about it, but do you almost marvel at the ascension that your career has taken in this one season?
Chris, you're right. I really haven't had much time to think about it. Yeah. But, you know, it's been a unique season, and you have to be careful what you ask for.
I get
it. You know, you get it all at one time.
Yeah. Well, there it is, right? Yeah. So as prepared as you have tried to be for everything that's going to happen on game day on Sunday with all of these new responsibilities that you have as head coach, is there one particular component of the game day that you're most interested in seeing play out on Sunday against the Jets?
Well, I want to see this team go out and play confident, fast and physical football. Mm-hmm. Okay, I want to be smart in situations. I'm going to have to do a lot of delegating to position coaches because I'm calling plays for the first time on the sidelines. And, you know, you've got challenge calls. You've got clock management. You know, you have so many things that you have to worry about and call plays that I'm going to have to trust my counterparts around me. But I'm looking for a smooth operation.
And then just taking a look at the Jets here in the rematch from week two. Going back to week two, your offense took a little bit of time before they climbed right back into the game and put points on the board. Defense kind of got victimized by big plays. Now, that was all the way back in week two. Teams morph and change through the course of a regular season. So both teams have changed, obviously, since then. How do you go into this game, knowing that's the case, to try to ensure success? What's on your priority list for your team this week?
Since that game, we have started faster more times than not. And so we're looking to start fast, and we do have to establish the run game. That is a physical front seven and hard to run against, but we have to play complementary football.
All right, good enough, Coach. We really appreciate you stepping in this week. Thanks for the time. Good luck getting a win on Sunday.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
All right. That's Bills coach Anthony Lynn. This has been Coffee with the Coach presented by Tim Hortons. Thanks for watching this season. Have a happy new year.